yesterday that you made some throws last game where you kind of looked people off with your eyes and you knew where you were going, but didn't you sold it by, with your eyes by looking the other way. A lot of young quarterbacks don't do that. Is that something that you feel like has developed?
I mean, obviously. I mean, when you first get in the league, especially as a quarterback, you're kind of trying to figure out where your guys are going first, and you're not really worried about the defense. You have a good idea of what they're going to do, but, I mean, you're not really concentrating on them. So, I mean, as you get experience and gain some confidence, you know exactly where all your guys are going to be, and you can start concentrating on the safeties and the linebackers and moving them a little bit.
Jay, how tough is it with a shortened week, the game plan
No, it's tough, you know. I mean, yesterday was just kind of special teams. Gay gave a lot of the starters kind of the day off, came in and just watched film and just kind of regroup and get ready. So today we're kind of fitting a regular Wednesday and Thursday in, and then tomorrow we'll do a Thursday, Friday. So it's tough. It's a long day. I mean, but they're going to simplify stuff a little bit, carry over some stuff, but we still got to have a complex game plan, you know. So you guys got to be mentally sharp. I mean, more than anything, I mean, you got to really get in your book tonight and tomorrow and really learn it.
Jay, what's the best of strength?
I haven't got to watch that much of it. Watched some yesterday. I'd say the front seven. You know, they put a lot of money into those guys. D'Amico Ryans is a good backer. I mean, they got Mario Williams. They got the new guy they drafted this past year from Louisville. So they got some guys up there that are really talented, physical, and they get to the ball.
Your offense really seemed to gel this last game. That's got to feel pretty good going into this game.
Yeah, I mean, the last four or five games, we put up some points. We struggled in Oakland, but the three games before that and in this past game, we've really moved the ball well. We moved the ball well all year, but, I mean, we've limited turnovers, limited penalties, and when we get in the red zone, we're putting it in the end zone, which is what we've kind of struggled with the first seven, 8 games.
With the running game going so well, is it really setting you up for a little bit of time?
Oh, definitely. It helps. I mean, the play action is working well. We're getting on the corner, getting a lot of 8-man fronts, which is opening up stuff for Brandon and B. Marsh outside. So as long as we're running the ball like that, I mean, it's going to make my job easy. San Diego. We're not even worried about San Diego. One game at a time. We haven't looked at the playoffs. We're not going to. We got 3 games left. We're going to take it this Thursday, have a little time off for San Diego, and then we'll go on to the Vikings. But right now, all our attention is to Houston.
Okay, having 3 days to prepare for a team, I mean, you're a young kid. Have you ever had any experience like this, anything to equate it to?
No. Nope. First time.
What would be the closest, have you?
I mean, I can't really even a Monday night game, but I mean, still you got a lot of time. I mean, I've never played a Sunday, Thursday, so this is the first time for a lot of guys on this offense. I mean, we got a lot of young guys out on the team, and but I mean, I feel good about it. I mean, I feel like we've moved the ball well. We've prepared well. You guys know what they're doing. I mean, it's late in the season. If you don't know what's going on now, then you don't belong on this team.
Anything else?
Cool.
Locker room's open.